This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay-ass accent, them cheap-ass cigars, your yuck-mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arresting. Just in competition when the war does their mission. Not no mercy, see the rain start the street. If you don't know, you better find out the war pack. Prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be there for them, I'm coming to ring with them. You're never walking out again until you're back on the war path. Don't turn your back on the war path. You might wind up in a body bag.
And welcome to the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And tonight I'm joined by my brother-in-arms, Mr. Adam Black.
What up? And peace to everybody. Love, peace, and soul. And other greetings from my old TV show.
And we're also joined by Mr. Banff.
Evening, bitches. I feel very arrogant today. Excuse me if I offend you, but fuck you.
An arrogant Mr. Banff is a entertaining Mr. Banff.
I am.
At least for us when we're recording.
Yes.
And like I said, we're the Click Nation, and you're listening to the Click Nation Podcast. You can find us on our website, theclicknation.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at theclicknation. We have a Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheClickNation, Google Plus page. Just search for us under the Click Nation, and make sure to subscribe to us on Stitcher Radio and iTunes. And if you ever want to send us some feedback or comments, make sure to email us theclicknation@gmail.com. So, fellas, how's everyone's week?
Always a good week, man. Always a good week.
Yeah, my week's going pretty good. I can't complain too much.
Yeah, I spent the weekend catching up on Scandal, the ABC drama show. Its season finale is coming on this coming Thursday.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes, with the mighty Kerry Washington.
Yes, it's a great show. I had my doubts since everyone was hyping it up so much, but yes, it is pretty good.
I need to catch up myself before I watch the finale, but it's on Hulu Plus, so I can watch it.
Yes, it is. Only last 5 episodes, but luckily it's only been 6.
So yeah, it wasn't that many they picked up, so.
Well, yeah. So if you want to watch the pilot, you have to sign up for Hulu Plus, and they have a free trial.
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for it, but I just skipped the first episode. I already know what's going on, so. Nothing to worry about.
Ding!
Since I was plugging earlier, plug our individual Twitter accounts. I always seem to forget to plug mine for some reason. I am at TimDOGG98.
I'm at @the_Adam_Black at Twitter.
And I am at Mr. Banff. That's MISTA. BAMF, and I don't tweet bitches.
But four tweets the date.
But follow him anyway.
Fucking follow me, bitch. Follow me. Because when I do tweet, that's some magic shit, goddamn.
Like a magic eight ball.
Magic motherfucking eight ball, bitch. I will predict your damn future, bitch.
Eight ball, MJG.
That's right.
Bitch, I got eight balls.
You know, ugly hoes turn to models when they walk in a club. Eight ball.
True. I was at the park one day.
That's when I saw her face. She looked kind of catty to me, yeah.
Have no idea what song y'all are quoting.
That's Dog Pound, Big Pimpin'.
Oh, okay.
Dog Pound's version of it.
Yeah. You know, rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Smoke weed every day.
Exactly. Not the weed, smoke weed.
We don't.
Smoke weed.
No, that's just, no. Don't like smoking.
It's just bad.
Yes. Yes.
Unless they legalize it, then it's...
Then, hey, do whatever you want. We probably still won't smoke it, but, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
But for now, we're going to get into some news. This section of the Click Nation podcast is brought to you by D. Adam Black.
All right. Here is basically the latest news as of May the 15th, 2012.
That's something else I need to start doing in the beginning intro and stating what day we record on. Just so people know, because by the time the show comes out, the news will be kind of outdated, but
yeah, it won't be news anymore.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Today is May 15th, 2012.
That's right, motherfuckers.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's see. A lot of our... I'm going to try and save a lot of the TV stuff for later. We do know that The Avengers, a little independent movie that came out, wound up scoring another over $100 million over this past weekend.
Money, money. Yeah.
Must be the money.
I'm sorry. Driving me wild. Oh, I'm sorry. And reportedly... I found this out today. If everything is correct, Robert Downey is probably about to earn $50 million for the Avengers because of the various back end deals that he did. Apparently, somewhere along the lines, he restructured his contract, and well, he did a contract restructure in between one of the movies. For any appearances he makes in the pictures, so he's going to make a killing in back year deals. They said it may be years before we know truly how much he'll make, but yeah, it's a lot of money.
Smart move, Mr. Downey. Smart move. And he deserves it. He's good as hell.
Another smart move would be to sign up for more movies and years.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3, I think, is the last movie in this particular contract. So
that's why I'm saying he needs to sign another contract.
He does. He needs at least three more movies. At least three more. You know,
get on that.
Get on that, Mr. Downey. We need you as Tony Stark.
And Mr. Marvel. Not you, yes. Jeff Loeb, but everyone else in Marvel.
Fuck you, Jeff Loeb. Fuck you, sir. Go ahead, Rodney. Go ahead, Mr. Black.
Thank you, sir. Adult Swim has ordered 8 extra pilots. One of them, which I'm kind of curious to see how it's going to work out, is a Harold and Kumar cartoon. Not sure if they're going to get John Cho and Cal Penta, you know, voices, but yeah, that's coming out. Well, they're doing a pilot, so you never know how that's going to work.
I'd probably watch it.
Yeah. I'll watch it.
I'm trying to think, do I watch anything else on Adult Swim? It's been years since I've watched Adult Swim. I used to like the Space Ghost Coast to Coast and.
Yeah.
Aqua Team, Hunger Force.
Yeah, like I said, yeah. Boondocks, yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. We need another season of that.
That's what we need to be working on, Cartoon Network.
Well, you know, we'll see. I think it's up to Magruder on that one.
Damn him.
No, we need him to come back. Yesterday on Monday night, I think officially before The Voice, they aired a brand new scene for the Amazing Spider-Man trailer. They played the trailer plus an extra scene. The scene involves, without spoiling too much, Spider-Man having to rescue a kid from a fallen car. He's webbed up the car from the bridge, but the car's about to slip. And the kid's afraid, so he says, "Look, I'm just a normal guy," and takes off his mask and even lets the kid wear the mask so he can help him get him out of the car. Nice, cute little scene. It's just another – I hate it. It's a case where the star has to take off his mask because I'm like, this wouldn't happen in the comic books, but I'm a fan, so that's why.
I've gotten used to that long ago. Don't like it, but that's the way these movies are going to go.
Yeah,
unfortunately. Speaking of a little tech, Dish Network has a DVR. And basically this DVR is called Auto Hop, and it basically will allow you to record a show, and basically it will instinctively know that there's a commercial. And it will... skip over to commercial. So when you record a show, it's supposed to be, basically just record the show, no commercials, without having you to fast forward through the commercials. I thought this was on TiVo, but apparently it was on something called Replay TV back in the late 90s.
Who's releasing this technology?
This is Dish Network. So, yeah. They're saying there's a potential for lawsuits. And then, of course, the TV industry doesn't like that. Who, Dish Network? Or, what was that, Larry?
Someone's breaking up.
What the hell?
What was that, Larry?
All right, we can hear you now.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay. What were you saying, Larry, about... were you saying Dish TV's customer service sucks?
Yeah, the customer service sucks. Cock.
Don't all big businesses customer service suck? That's like everyone complains about AT&T and Verizon and Sprint.
Well, DirecTV's customer service actually is very good, because if you the moment you tell them you're going to leave, they start trying to kiss your ass and do whatever the fuck they can to keep you. You know. And, you know, of course, I like to have my ego stroke, because that's the kind of guy I am. So, you know, but, because Dish Network, they're just not helpful. They may have changed, I don't know, but, you know, when I had them, they were just not really helpful, not friendly or anything. You know, and I was just calling, asking a simple billing question, you know.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, there's possibility about lawsuits for this. TV or for this device, especially from the entertainment side, but you know, commercial skipping, that's how the commercials pay for the shows and that type of thing. I think that's what a lot of them are being afraid of.
Yeah.
But yeah. I've had DirecTV for a while, and it's pretty good. I like it.
I might have to try DirecTV out after my 2 years up with Charter Cable.
I mean, like I said, I was telling Gilmore, if you want to watch a channel that's not in high definition, the reception, the picture's lousy. But you know, yeah. When you're on digital cable, it's much. The picture's better. On digital cable for a non-high def channel, but on DirecTV, and I'm guessing Dish, it's the same way. Reception, it looks terrible.
Rather shitty.
So, and you know, if there's any channels you miss, make sure before you switch to them.
Yeah. But most of the time, hopefully DirecTV should have more options than what my cable provider already gives me, because I just now got a whole bunch of more channels in HD, like near the end of last year. I got Cartoon Network and BT, MTV. I can't remember what else. There was a couple other ones, but those were sort of the main ones I at least watch now.
Okay. But yeah, that's what they've got going on. So that should be pretty cool. I hate skipping through commercials, so, you know, but I don't know if I'd switch to Dish for that. I'm pretty sure eventually the other carriers will eventually get a DVR like that as well. All right. ESPN is going to do more 30 for 30. And along with that, they're going to also do short films produced by the Grantland.com website. The first one's going to be about ex-baseball great Pete Rose, and he's 71. I did not realize he was that old. As he signs autographs in a Las Vegas shopping mall, and I actually know the place where, because when I was with CeCe on our first trip to Vegas, Pete Rose was signing in a mall. I think I had to pay in order to get a signature, but that was okay.
Yeah, you know. So what's the name of it? So what's the name of it? Is going to be The Gambler?
What? Yeah. It doesn't have a title for it on the article, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'll be here all week.
yeah, they're going to do, I think they're going to focus on, one will be about the 83 North Carolina State basketball team winning the championship, and they're going to do one on Bo Jackson, which I would really like to see. And they're going to do one on Broke, athlete riches to rags story.
ESPN's already been doing some little segments on their show for Bo Jackson biking across Alabama for the people that were affected by the tornadoes last year.
Yeah, I saw when he went on Sports Nation to talk about it. It was pretty good. That's a good thing he's doing. Do you think Bo is not recognized as like a great? Because when we were kids, it seemed like he was the shit.
He was, since he was pretty good in football and in baseball. If his career had lasted longer, I think he'd get that kind of appreciation.
Yeah, I think so too. But yeah, that's what ESPN's got. Let's see. They are still planning on doing Marvel is still trying to produce a Incredible Hulk TV series. This project is being produced and run or in development by Guillermo del Toro, a famous director in Hollywood. And they're trying to get it ready. It won't be up for next year, but, you know, you never know. Maybe the year following that, they may get it ready for us. I think it's been in development for a while. I didn't realize there was also one for a Punisher TV series. It was being developed from some guys that produced Criminal Minds. But apparently that's fallen through, so it's pretty much just the Hulk. I don't know how, do you think they'll, how would you guys produce a series like that for television nowadays?
Copy Smallville as close as possible.
Hell no.
And I still wouldn't watch it.
Exactly. I think the biggest, and this is probably the biggest hurdle that they're going to face is how to make that show economical. You know, I mean, you can't paint a big dude with muscles green. You know what I'm saying? And you can't put shoddy CG effects in this show because it's going to look stupid. Because you know what I'm saying?
I think the whole success in the movie is going to be more of its lead to its downfall more than anything. People are like, wow, the Hulk was so cool in the movie. And then they see this crappy CGI Hulk on TV. And...
on TV, yeah, because you can't do that shit that you did in the movie that you go and do it on TV.
Hey, where's Mark Ruffalo?
Right. I think they should, I think they should scrap the series.
I do too. I'm not a fan of it. Not because I'm not a fan of the Hulk, but more of the, like I said, it's going to cost a lot for the CGI. Mark Ruffalo's going to have nothing to do with it. It'll be like the fifth person playing Hulk in the last 10 years. And
right. You know, yeah, I say, yeah, just stick to movies, you know.
They need to do a series, a TV show, or a movie franchise with the Hulk. Do one. They can't do both. They can't have a TV show, Hulk running around, and then TV show Hulk running around and a movie Hulk running around.
Right, right. And I mean, and then or how are you gonna keep the TV Hulk in continuity with the movies? That's gonna be ridiculous. Anyway, there's gonna be two totally different storylines going on.
I think that's kind of the problem with the Green Lantern series. They haven't introduced Sinestro yet, have they?
No, that's a good show though.
Yeah, I mean it's still a good show, but you know,
They had Hawkman on there this past week.
Hawkman?
Hawkman.
Hawkman?
Oh, Thanagarians or whatever.
Thanagarians.
A whole bunch of Thanagarians. How fun is that shit?
Yeah, like they're using characters in the DC universe.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. Personally, they should scrap the show. Yeah, fuck the show. Don't do the show.
Oh, they still supposedly, I know they haven't talked about it lately, but I know there's word of doing the Incredible Hulk cartoon series.
Yeah, I think that's fine. If you're going to do that, that's fine.
Because actually do everything that they would want to do with the Hulk as far as big battles, and they can use different characters. Because it's supposed to involve all the supporting characters in the Hulk comic books, Red Hulk and She-Hulk and everyone who has a gamma radiated power.
Yeah.
I mean, with animation, the limit is, you know, basically just how the show will look. But, you know, for the most part, you know, the limits, the sky's the limit with a cartoon. But, you know, you do a live action, like you said, it's going to look crappy on TV. Unless they do something like you only see pieces of the Hulk.
And that's not going to fly at all.
Shoot. But, you know, as long as people can get past the fact that it's not going to be a guy painted in green.
Well, he's not painted. He's going to be CGI'd green.
No, they're going to want.
I want, you know, it was cool when Lou Ferrigno did it. I liked it. It was a great show.
Yeah, after seeing a 9 or 10 foot Hulk on the TV screen, on the movie screen, and then seeing maybe at the most a 6-8 Hulk on TV, I don't think it's going to fly.
No.
Right.
All right. And if I pretty much I've talked about everything, we're pretty much the rest of the next segment we're on. Do was TV, but did you guys have any news that you wanted to talk about?
Let me check real quick. Sometimes I have stuff and sometimes I don't.
Exactly. That's how we do.
That's how we do. Let's see. No, nothing in that folder. Let me check this one. On the last show, I didn't talk about NBC and their moving stuff around on their lineup, did I?
I know.
Basically, moving Whitney and Community Fridays.
I was going to talk about that with the lineup.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it
in the next segment. Yeah. But any other news or?
Nope.
You want to wrap the regular news up?
Yeah, we're done with news.
No more news.
And we're not going to take a break. We're just going to go straight to this other segment.
We go to segments.
Split show.
We're gonna just keep on rolling. We're just gonna keep on rolling, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
All right.
Keep rolling.
Roll.
rolling.
Right.
That means you can go on to this segment now.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Here we go. Basically, I'm going to outline so far. Well, if you don't know, starting yesterday on the 14th of May, they started the upfronts in Hollywood for, and that's where the different stations, TV stations start outlining. This is going to be our fall lineup. For the week, for the coming fall schedule, and as well as, you know, talk about a brand new program. And I'm going to talk about the first thing is the schedule. Some shows have changed around, you know, trying to get the most viewers and, you know, and that type of thing. We're going to start with Monday nights. So far, the only three of the major networks have released their upfronts as of today. NBC, ABC, Fox have released their schedules, their lineups. With pretty much Monday is going to be reality TV on NBC and ABC. Starting with The Voice on NBC and Dancing with the Stars on ABC. So about 2 hours of that. And then NBC will finish the night with Revolution. ABC will finish up with Castle. And once Dancing with the Stars is over with on ABC, they'll go to The Bachelor in January. Fox is going to do Bones, The Mob Doctor, a new show, and a new show in mid-season called The Following. Is Monday looking like a night you would watch, gentlemen? No? Yes?
I'm going to be TiVo and the Revolution show on NBC.
All right. And we'll discuss...
It's got an awesome trailer I saw online.
Oh, yeah. We may want to put the links up for the trailers if we can get them all, or just at least a general link for these are ABCs, you know, and that type of thing.
I'll just put a link for the ones I'll be watching.
All right. Yeah, fuck what y'all heard. This is what we want to see.
This is what you, listen to us. We're usually right.
All right. Now we go to Tuesday. As with all reality shows, we have to have a recap show. So that's what's going to happen on NBC and ABC as they give you the result shows for Voice and Dancing with the Stars. let's see. Tuesday on NBC, we'll be following up with, I think it's called Go On, The New Normal, and Parenthood, a returning show.
Mm-hmm. I guess you're not going to give us a rundown of what these new shows are about?
Well, I was going to do the new shows in the next segment. Oh, okay. You want to do them as we go.
All right. Keep going.
Okay. Happy Endings will return. It will be on Tuesday nights.
What?
Yep. It'll be on Tuesday night, followed by Don't Trust the Bee or Bitch in Apartment 23.
Oh, so they're having a Tuesday night comedy lineup, huh?
Right.
It's on Wednesday. I can dig that.
Followed by Private Practice at 10 on ABC.
Oh, they're moving that to Tuesday. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You watch Private Practice?
No, but I know it used to come on Thursday nights.
Yeah, I think, you know,
that
we'll
was
get to
the drama.
It was a drama night, kind of. on Fox, they're keeping their comedy lineup for Tuesday. We got Raising Hope comes on first. Ben and Kate, which is a new show, which we'll talk about later. New Girl, Tim will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by The Mindy Project, which is Mindy Kaling's show from, you know her from The Office.
Uh-huh.
And Goodwin Games, which is going to be a mid-season replacement. So I want to see more comedies on TV anyway, so it's good to see ABC's doing that. I like Happy Endings. That's a pretty good show. I still haven't watched Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23 yet.
That's a good show, too.
Oh, one mid-season for ABC is How to Live with Your Parents Forever, which is a new show, which we'll talk about that, as well as Family Tools. Those are coming mid-season for Tuesday. All right, Wednesday night. Animal Practice, which is a new show. Guys with Kids on NBC. I'm sorry, this is NBC. Law and Order SVU will be on at 9, followed by a new show, Chicago Fire. Wednesday, ABC's Keeping the Comedy. The Middle will be on at 8, followed by Suburgatory, which is a good show. Real good. Real funny show. Modern Family, everyone knows that show. And The Neighbors. Followed by a new drama called Nashville. And then Wednesday, it's X Factor for one part of the year, followed by American Idol afterwards. So that's your Wednesday on Fox. All right. The Thursday, must-see TV for NBC's 30 Rock. Followed by 30 Rock will be in its last year. I think it's just, it's pretty much run its course and it's time to, end it.
It's been on long enough. Same with The Office. End it already, please.
Kill it, please.
Oh, gosh. Up All Night is returning. And it will be on Thursday at 8:30, followed by The Office, Tim. It's still on.
Unfortunately.
From what I understand, they have re-signed Jim, Pam, and Ed Helms, I believe, or at least they were close as of last week to keeping them, followed by Parks and Rec. On ABC, it's Last Resort, brand new show, followed by Grey's Anatomy, and thankfully, Scandal will be back for Thursday night, replacing Private Practice permanently on Thursday.
Yeah, buddy.
Woo-hoo. Yep.
Yay.
Yeah, if you're on Twitter, you'll see in your timeline a whole bunch of people talking about Scandal.
Right.
It's a scandal.
Very good show. Good for Kerry Washington. Good for Columbus Short, too.
Yep. I need to start following him on Twitter.
Support
the man.
Yes. Provide support. And, of course, X Factor, American Idol, result shows on Fox. And they're going to move Glee to 9 o'clock on Thursday. Which is, that's a pretty bold move for Thursday. But I think it'll probably last. All right, Tim. This is, as Tim knows, I hate Friday nights on TV because I think networks send shows to Friday nights to die sometimes, but here goes nothing. Friday starts on NBC with Whitney.
Which I was
surprised it came back. And Tim's favorite show, Community.
Yay. Sorry, no, this will probably be his last year.
Yeah, Friday nights, no one's home on Fridays usually. But if a show is a hit on Friday, I feel that you should keep it on Friday forever. Grimm is returning, and it's staying on Friday. It's actually a good show for Friday, thus keeping it on Friday. Followed by Dateline. ABC will have Shark Tank, followed by Primetime. What Would You Do? One of those scenario shows where they put people in radical situations and see how people react.
What would you do with me and my crew?
Exactly. Dog Pound.
Yep.
Doing old school Dog Pound all night tonight.
Yeah.
2020, of course, will end it. A show that just debuted this past year, Touch, will be moving to Friday. That stars Kiefer Sutherland. And Fringe will have 13 episodes for the fall in its last year. And then Hell's Kitchen will finish it out. Let's see. Pretty much, NBC's not really doing anything new on Saturdays. I think they just pretty much play reruns of shows during the week from the week on Saturday. ABC's doing college football. And then Fox is doing a Fox Sports night, which I'm not sure. Do you know, Tim, if it's going to be like a particular – is it going to be football or is it going to be
– on what station?
It's going to be Fox. They're going to start at 7 on Saturday.
You said this is fall? I guess it's going to have to be football then, right?
Well, it could be football. It could be finishing up baseball too, so.
Oh, yeah. They usually show – sometimes they – usually show baseball between 1 and 7. Like games, their game. If they show a game, well, they always show a game Saturday, on Saturday. It's just a question if it starts at 1, 4, or 7.
Yeah. And then Sunday night, pretty much the only ones in the beginning, NBC's going to have football on. So football night in America for the NFL. ABC's gonna have America's Funniest Home Videos. Wonder if they have the America, America, This Is You as the ending theme anymore. Probably not. Once Upon a Time, which was a new show following kind of that grim fairy tale type thing.
That's another show I need to catch up on online. I hear good things about Once Upon a Time.
The show that debuted this past year called Revenge is moving into a Desperate Housewives spot. And a new show ending the night on ABC is 666 Park Avenue, which I think is a show Larry would probably like. And 666, well, I'll get to it in a second when we talk about the new shows.
That might be good. I can't wait.
And Fox will is just animation night on Fox. Cleveland show at 7:30, followed by The Simpsons, Bob's Burger, Family Guy, and American Dad. So I'm happy to see Bob's Burger will be in the fall lineup this time. It's a pretty funny show.
Yeah, I took it off the season pass just because I wasn't making time for it. I had no problems with it, though.
Yep, good show. Good show. All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm going to do a review of the new shows coming out. And basically, I'm going to ask my fellow Click Nation members if this is a show that you would watch.
Right. Have at it, damn it.
All right. Let's see. And my internet's slow on the computer, so I'll just do it through my phone. All right. We're going to talk about ABC's lineup. And I'll also give you my wife's opinion because I asked her about it. All right. I just got finished talking about 666 Park Avenue. It's based upon a book that features a young couple who accept an offer to manage one of the most historic apartment buildings in New York City, where they unwittingly begin to experience supernatural occurrences. That's pretty much a description on it. Let's see. Vanessa Williams is going to star in this show. And the main couple is David Anobly and Rachel Taylor. Would this be a show y'all would watch?
It's not enough to pull me in, but...
I mean, it sounds like every other supernatural show that comes on TV. You go somewhere and then some crazy shit happen. I would look at it, but I don't want, you know, but it could end up like it was a, I don't know, a lot of people may not remember, like last year there was a show called The Gates that came on ABC on Sundays. It was essentially a suburb full of vampires, witches, and werewolves. You know, it was a cool show. It was a good show, but, you know, could never find its finest footing. And it got canceled after, I think, like maybe 10, 12 episodes, something like that. You know, and, you know, so, I mean, I'll sit and look at it. I'll sit and look at it, depending on how creepy, scary it is, because, you know, horror is my thing. So,
yes.
I might take a look at that.
All right. The next show is Nashville. That is coming on. I'm sorry. Should have outlined when that was coming on. I'll get back to it.
Basically, it's a family soap set against the backdrop of Nashville music scene. Yeehaw! The drama follows one singer at her peak, Connie Britton, and another on the rise, Hayden Panettiere from Heroes.
But yeah, so, country singing and whatnot. But, nah.
Yeah. No thing. Skip it. No go. Nada.
If I was going to watch a country show, I would have watched whatever the show was that came on CW last year, Heart of Ditzy.
Yeah.
I thought you said you liked that show.
It looked again, it looked nice. I just never made time for it. So if I wasn't making time for that, and it had the lovely Rachel Bilson on there. Rachel Bilson or Hayden Panettiere, who y'all taking?
Wow.
Which shorty are you taking? Both of them about 5 foot tall.
Who the fuck is Rachel Bilson?
From the OC.
You know, the Magnum chocolate bar commercials where the legs are on top of the cars. Yeah.
Okay, that shit. Okay, yeah.
I think I would go with Hayden.
They're both random white girls. Who gives a fuck?
I'm taking Rachel.
Rachel.
Was that rude? My bad.
I'll go with Hayden. All right. The next show is How to Live with Your Parents for the Rest of Your Life. Stars Sarah Chalk from Scrubs. She stars as Polly, a recently divorced single mom who moves in with her eccentric parents. The dad's played by Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond. Oh, he's a funny dude. They're full of life but have no boundaries. Orlando Jones is also in this show, too.
I wonder what he has been up to lately.
Yep. Watch it or don't watch it.
Another don't watch.
Right.
I'm a hard critic.
Right. Who gives a fuck? No one gives a damn.
All right. Zero Hour. This stars Anthony Edwards from ER. He's a man who spent 20 years as the editor of a skeptics magazine and then launched into one of the most compelling conspiracies in human history. Yep, that's the description.
That's the description they gave.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, you know, that's actually interesting. So he was editor of a skeptic magazine, but now his life has turned into X-Files.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
It has potential. I'd watch the pilot.
Yeah. I'll watch the pilot. I'll watch the pilot. If it grabs me, I'll continue to watch.
It's hard for pilots, though. I mean, pilots, it's one of those I kind of give, and I learned this from Mighty Mighty Tim Dog. Give it two episodes, maybe. Then, you know, then if you after two you're not interested, give it up.
Yep.
But then you always have a case where a show takes like 4 or 5 episodes to finally get its footing.
If it takes that long, I hate it for you. Especially if you're an hour-long show where I have to like pay attention.
Right.
Shoot. Yeah, I can kind of understand that. And if you don't grab people early on, that's bad in the fall.
That it is.
All right.
Next show, please.
The next show is The Last Resort. This is from S.H.I.E.L.D. creator Sean Ryan. Basically, it centers on a crew of a U.S. nuclear submarine led by Andre Bauer, who, after ignoring an order to fire nuclear missiles, wind up being hunted and escaped to a NATO outpost where they declare themselves to be the world's smallest nuclear nation.
That sounds convoluted as hell. So they refuse to follow orders, and they have to go on the run and make themselves rulers over an island or something?
That's what it sounds like. Apparently, the world's at war, and they were ordered to fire nuclear missiles, I believe, at Pakistan. I read another review of it, and they basically had to get on the run. Not sure why they didn't fire missiles, but you know, they may have had their reasons.
They had enough red on their ledger.
Exactly.
Word to Black Widow. Black
Widow. Right. I don't know about that one. That one, you know, the premise is interesting. It's a very, very interesting premise. It seems like it would be because it just feels like the reason why they didn't fire is going to be the mystery of the show. And once they reveal that, where is the show going to go after that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I might check that out just to see.
Okay. I forgot to do one thing, and that was give you my wife's opinion on the show, of the shows.
So, which ones would she watch?
Well, let's see. The 666 Park Avenue, she said, no. She doesn't like horror movies. She doesn't like anything scary, so no.
Of course.
Nashville, no. Right. How to Live with Your Parents for the Rest of Your Life, no. Wow. 0 Hour, she said she would probably not watch that one. Last Resort, she would probably give a watch. And that's pretty much it to catch up, everyone up.
Okay.
Wow, next show.
We appreciate the input, CC.
Her harshest critic ass. God damn. We don't watch shit.
I mean, we barely gave any of a watch either, though.
We watching like three. Something like that.
We said we only said we watched the pilot of one.
Yeah. She ain't watching nothing. She ain't gonna look at TV, period. God.
Oh no. Don't worry. My wife, you'll see a theme when we get to the shows that she would watch.
Okay, theme. We like themes.
All right. Malibu Country. That's the one where Reba McEntire returns to TV as a woman who moves into her mother's house. Mother is Lily Tomlin. Haven't seen her in a while. And three kids from Nashville to Malibu. Basically, her good old boy rock star husband cheats on her, and uses up most of the money. And then she has to move to Malibu to reignite her own singing career, and while keeping her kids grounded from being corrupted by the Malibu lifestyle.
Hell no.
It would have also been nice to add, like, what network these shows were coming on to.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is all ABC.
Oh, okay. ABC greenlined this?
Yeah.
Hell, fuck no. Wait a minute. Let me throw something out there at you. Okay, so it's Reba McEntire and Lily Tomlin is playing her mom.
Right.
Y'all realize Lily Tomlin is probably about only 10 years older than Reba McEntire?
Is she?
Fuck no.
They have to be sisters.
Yeah, don't nobody want to see that shit. That shit sucks. It sounds fucking horrible. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife.
I've answered for everyone, yes.
Yeah, my wife pretty much said no to that. And she, you know, she liked the old show Reba was on. Reba. She liked that show.
That show was funny.
I pictured this show coming on CW.
Yeah.
I know, right?
We'll get to this. I guess we'll do CW next week anyway.
Oh, I can't wait for that shit. That's gonna be fantastic.
All right. Mistresses.
Any fucking show. Y'all know that shit. OC, 90210, all that shit. The same.
Great shows.
All of them the same fucking show.
You're not talking shit about OC and 90210, I know, right?
I'm talking mad shit about them damn shows, Tim.
What?
Talk mad shit, Tim. Talk shit, dude. That's what I do. Talking shit about it.
The new 90210, but not Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, no.
That's different.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, that's different.
That's my show. I'm talking about 90210. I'm talking about this new shit. We don't look at it.
That's actually decent, too, even though I stopped watching it because they kept flipping the nights around on me.
Oh,
but, man, OC brought the game back.
Whatever.
And then, but what's that show that came on?
One Tree Hill?
Yeah, another one of those shows.
Another good one.
I hate that show. Glad it's off the air.
The first five plus seasons were good. I gave it up too.
Yeah. All right. Keeping it on with the new shows on ABC, Mistresses. This is based upon
now we're talking.
That's all right.
A British drama of the same
name.
Finds four women, one of them played by Alyssa Milano, with scandalous romantic lies. With scandalous romantic lies, calling storms of excitement and self-discovery, secrecy and betrayal, and at the mercy of the complex relationships they've created. And I said, I was like, oh, Desperate Housewives?
It is going off the air. Well, it is off the air. They shut their last series finale Sunday.
Yeah, I was like, good grief, this is Desperate Housewives all over
Desperate
again.
Desperate Housewives.
And just in the same vein as all other copycat shows, it will not do well. Just like all the Sex and the City copycats that came out.
And that's just good grief, I hated those shows. But, yeah, my wife said, I believe she said yes to this one. Just to watch it.
Really?
Give it a chance.
Hey, we're watching it too, sir.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Milano, come on.
I'll watch the slut.
I'm sure there's some other hot mistresses on there too.
I mean, it's a show full of sluts. Well, I mean, why the fuck not? I look at it. Too bad it ain't on HBO. Fuck.
Yeah, we'd have like animated set scenes and whatnot on there.
That kind of downgrades it, Tim.
Tits and cooch. Just
more than we get on ABC.
That is true.
It is a Disney-owned channel, so.
Hell yeah. But hell, I mean, shout out to Lifetime for doing the Client List. That show is actually pretty
good. I was just waiting for a good moment to bring up Client List. Client List is great.
Are you saying that just because Jennifer Love Hewitt running around that bitch half-ass naked for the whole show?
Yes.
Well, that helps.
And
it would have grown to be that. I'm so impressed.
Oh, yes. And she gives happy endings to her clients.
Jail.
Happy endings.
Happy endings and reach arounds. Oh, yes. My God.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. Vince McMahon voice.
Yes. Oh,
happy endings, yes.
All right. Well, all right. The next show coming on ABC.
Taking it too far.
All right. The next show is Red Widow, based upon a Dutch series. It revolves around the widow, Rita Mitchell, who's.
Played in the third Underworld, right?
I believe so. I'm not real sure. She's blonde.
Oh, no. I'm wrong. Wrong chick. My bad. Go ahead.
Her ex-husband who died was an assassinated criminal who's forced to adopt her husband's role in a crime syndicate in order to protect her family. My wife said yes to this show.
I tuned out for a minute there.
It's basically a widow has to replace her assassinated criminal husband's role in a crime syndicate in order to protect her family.
That doesn't sound bad.
My wife said
it sounds like it has potential.
Yeah. We'll see it.
You'd see it?
Yeah. I'll look at that.
Yeah, man, my wife pretty much said yes to that, too. I believe this is going to be a mid-season replacement. Family Tools, a comedy based upon a British series, well, who would have figured, revolving around a man who's forced to put his dreams on hold in order to take over the family handyman business from his father, played by J.K. Simmons. You all know him as J. Jonah Jameson from Spider-Man movies.
Say no more.
And from The Closer.
J.K. Simmons. Yeah, yes. J.K. Simmons in it. I'll watch it. Say no more.
And it also stars Leia Remini from The King of Queens. Yeah, it sounds like this has potential to be pretty funny. So that's coming on ABC mid-season. And the last new show, I believe, is called The Neighbors. pay attention to this, Larry.
Okay.
He may have described this show a few minutes ago. It's a family that moves into a coveted New Jersey gated community where they discover the entire neighborhood is comprised of aliens disguised as humans.
What the hell? No, I'm not going to watch that show.
Yes.
I mean, dude, really? Really?
Yes.
This is ABC's. This is ABC, right?
Yeah, this is ABC.
This is the same network that brought us.
This is the same network that brought us the show called The Gates, where this family moves into a gated community suburb, and everybody that lives there is a fucking vampire, witch, or werewolf. Same show. Same fucking show.
I was going to say, this is also the same. This is the same network that brought us. What was that superhero family? No Ordinary Family.
Yeah.
That show wasn't bad, but it was slow. It moved too slow, I thought. Man. And I the potential was there. It just never really, lived up to it, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Get the entire series on DVD.
I tried watching that vampire show. I watched three episodes. Yeah.
I'm at the gate.
I didn't even see it.
It got canceled, right?
Yeah. Okay. It was on like maybe 12 episodes, I think, at the most.
I got that far.
Was it past season or was it?
Yeah. It was last year. It was 2011. It ended in 2011. It started in 2010. But it's got it's on Netflix for anybody who wants to look at it. It's called The Gates. It's like I said, it was actually a pretty decent show, high production value. That's probably why I got damn canceled. I don't know if people watching it, and then it cost so fucking much. You know, it was a decent show though. I liked it. You know, okay. it was very Dark Shadow-ish,
which you like. I was going to say, Larry, did you happen to go see that movie?
No. I actually may go see it. I've read a couple reviews and they're saying it's not as funny as the commercials made it out to be, But I'll go see it. I may go see it. Or I may just wait till it come out on Blu-ray and purchase or rent or some shit like that. But,
A lot of people, the one review I heard was basically the same thing, that it's actually, they said it's actually one of the better Tim Burton and Johnny Depp movies.
Right.
So it may be worth watching.
I mean, if it's good as Sweeney Todd, I'll look at it, because I actually like Sweeney Todd.
Okay.
It's just something hilarious about a musical about a suicidal barber. Homicidal barber.
Yes. All right. Now we're going to go to Fox. It wasn't a whole lot of new shows to look at or preview, but here goes nothing. Mm-hmm. First one is Ben and Kate. Dakota Johnson stars as a single mother who gets an assist from her brother, who moves in to help her raise her baby.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming on Tuesday night.
I haven't heard enough yet.
Yeah, that sounds pretty generic.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be.
Nothing stands out so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we look at with that. So my wife said she probably wouldn't watch that either. The Goodwin Games. Let's see. Carter Bays, Craig Thomas, and Chris Harris. It starts Becky Noon, Scott Foley, and Jake Lacey as siblings who inherit their late father's fortune if they agree to his terms.
Which are?
They don't say. Hilarity could ensue.
I need to know the fucking terms.
Yeah, if I'm going to be made to laugh, I need to know why.
Right.
Well, I'll see if I can figure out more online. But, yeah, that's all they gave you as far as the premise. And it just has Scott Foley and the other two cast members just in the picture together. Really gives no information.
All right. Okay.
Yes, that doesn't seem like a show to watch either. My wife pretty much agreed. The following. This is from Dawson Creek creator Kevin Williamson.
It revolves around an ex-FBI agent played by Kevin Bacon who leads a search to catch a diabolical serial killer played by James Purefoy, who has created a cult of serial killers.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I actually like that. My wife agreed.
Sounds like one of those mental thrillers, whatever you call them.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds interesting. Especially if they can be extremely creepy as hell. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it.
It's not really my cup of tea, but I can see a lot of people watching it.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. The Mindy Project. This stars Mindy Kaling from The Office. She's a young Bridget Jones type doctor as she tries to navigate her personal and professional life in the Mindy Project. And basically that's all the real description for it. Probably like she's like quirky. She's trying to date and she gets into crazy situations.
No thanks.
Tim?
Since I gave up on The Office, more than likely I probably wouldn't give it too much time. I might watch the first episode and see if it catches my attention.
Yeah, this was a hot pilot when they talked about it. So, you know, we'll see. Yeah, my wife said she'd probably give it a watch, too. All right, The Mob Doctor. Stars Jordana Spiro, as a young female thoracic surgeon who becomes indebted to the South Chicago Mafia and is forced to moonlight as a mob doctor while also working full time at Chicago's most prominent hospital.
Wow.
A lot to take in there.
Yeah.
I think I'd still pass.
Yeah.
My wife said yes to this. So
you have to watch it and let us know how it is then.
Yeah, because I'm not going to look at that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, as you can see, my wife's theme is to watch shows where women kick ass.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be good, though.
Exactly.
Which these shows, I guess, could be.
Right. Yeah.
You never know. Never know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As talked about before, NBC has like a crap load of new shows, it appears. So we'll get to it. Next Caller stars Dane Cook in this new half-hour comedy as a brash alpha male DJ and his feminist co-host, played by Colette Wool, sit in the office of a satellite radio station.
Satellite radio?
All right. I'm going to go with no on that because eventually the brash alpha male DJ and the feminist co-host will end up falling in love, and that'll be the end of the series. So there you go. So I've pretty much summed up the entire 5-year run of that series. There you go.
I like Dane Cook. So
yeah. The fourth year they'll start dating. The third year they'll start dating. They'll get married in the fourth year. The fifth season will be 10 episodes, and then it will get canceled. There you go.
All right. Yeah, my wife pretty much wasn't down with that.
I might watch it I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I like Dane Cook, so I'll give it a shot, too. All right. Infamous. This stars Megan Good.
Oh, no.
this is the show she's going to be on, huh?
Yeah. Sexual already.
Yep. It's described as... what was that?
She needs to be on this show, Mistresses. Go ahead.
Yeah. is a soap in which a female detective returns undercover to the wealthy family in which she grew up in as the maid's daughter to solve the slaying of the notorious heiress who was once her closest friend.
Say what?
Yeah, repeat that one more time.
Repeat that. So I make sure you say exactly what you said. So I can rant the fuck away on it. Go ahead.
All right. She is playing a female detective who returns undercover to the wealthy family in which she grew up in as the maid's daughter to solve the slaying of the notorious heiress who was once her closest friend.
I'm watching. It's got Megan Good in it.
Let me tell you why.
Premise isn't too horrible.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I'm not watching. Okay. Okay, so this is the family she grew up in, right?
Right. Where she was part of the help, right?
Yeah. Yep.
How would they not recognize her? Number one.
They know it's her, right?
I think what is they know it's her.
Okay, they know it's her.
She's a detective.
Yeah, she's a detective. She just comes back to help them solve the killing.
Okay, but why the nigga got to be a maid?
That's what we are.
Why does black girl have to be a maid? I thought we graduated from maid roles.
You haven't seen what? You haven't watched The Help?
I mean, dude,
that was in the 50s.
That's set in the 50s. Totally different time frame. This is set now, and this chick is playing a fucking maid, an undercover maid. She's a help. She's a little hot nigga. Go get my tea, nigga. Smoke tea, sir. This is her. No.
So Larry approves that show.
No.
So Larry's boycotting it.
Oh. Well,
she's boycotting it too. She was like, "Nah."
I'll let y'all know how it is.
All right.
Let me know how it is, brother.
What's the percentage? Because it's Megan Good, Tim.
Percentage of what?
Of watching this. What? How much of it is because it's Megan Good?
100%.
Okay, gotcha.
At least I know where your head is at. I understand.
But I mean, if it sucks, I'm not going to keep watching it because the client list could suck. But I wouldn't keep watching it just because Jennifer Love Hewitt was in it. It's at least entertaining. This better be entertaining. And Megan Good better bring out the acting chops.
What acting chops?
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Bring out the acting chops or the titties.
I mean, she got to bring out the titties because she ain't got no acting chops. I mean, she cute and all.
Yeah.
She cute, got a nice body. But your actor? No, that's not her. She likes that. She portrays an actor on television. But go ahead.
All right.
Sorry, baby. Love you, girl.
The next show is Do No Harm. It's a Jekyll and Hyde drama that stars Stephen Pascal as a brilliant neurosurgeon who wrestles with his dangerous alter ego that threatens to wreak havoc on his personal and professional life.
No, I don't see that.
No. And my wife's agreed.
Yeah, passing on it too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've seen Jekyll and Hyde's movies. So I prefer that of it. Yeah.
Prefer a movie over a series.
A series, yeah.
Continue.
All right. The next show is Guys with Kids. Let's see. It revolves around three 30-something guys who enjoy the adventures of parenting despite the fact that they haven't grown up themselves.
Not a chance. I've seen Three Men and a Baby.
Yes. I've seen plenty of Adam Sandler movies where he's the adult that never grew up.
Hey, Big Dad.
Anthony Anderson is one of the guys in it.
Okay. Still not going to see it.
It might get me to tune in a little bit. But yeah.
I like Anthony Anderson, but no.
And no. Still not looking like a win.
Yeah. My wife, you know, that premise alone, she was like, no, not going to see it. Now we are on to Chicago Fire. This is produced by great producer Dick Wolf. Hour-long drama set in a fire station. And
who would have thought that?
And as an action-driven drama exploring the complex and heroic men and women of the Chicago Fire Department.
Yes. Backdrop TV show.
That's what it sounds like.
It's got to be good.
I watched the pilot.
Yeah, I agree with Tim. I'll watch the pilot, see what happens.
All right. My wife, she passed on that one. Next show is Animal Practice. One of the Hangover 2 writers is the creator of the show. It stars Justin Kurt as a house-like veterinarian who loves animals but typically hates their owners.
I watched the trailer for that online. It's a comedy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like that single. It's like that Office type of comedy, apparently.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot then.
Probably not. Yeah, probably not. But you know, I'm not a big comedy guy anyway, so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe my wife passed on this one. And let's see. All right, the next one is 1600 Pin. It's a White House 1600 Pin.
Okay.
It's a White House family comedy, which stars Bill Pullman, who played the president in Independence Day.
Right.
And he's also the president in this comedy. And Jenna Elfman is his first lady. And he has his son, Josh Gad, plays his out-of-control eldest son. And that's pretty much it. Wacky hijinks in the White House, y'all.
Hey.
White House shenanigans.
Eh.
Yeah, not enough to pull me in.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on one second. Let me get this next show. Okay. The next show is Save Me, which stars Anne Heche as a woman in a broken marriage who transforms into a version of herself and creates miracles along the way.
Say what?
She creates miracles. Transforms into a version of herself and creates miracles along the way.
Nope.
No.
No.
Don't go with no on that one.
She's not enough to pull me into her show.
All right.
Yep. Nah, me and my wife both passed on that.
After Hung got canceled, I guess that's her next.
She's wacky.
All right. The next show is Go On Gun. It centers on a reverent yet charming sportscaster played by Matthew Perry, who tries to move on from loss and find solace from the members of his mandatory group therapy sessions. And stars Julie White from Transformers, who will play Anne, a woman stuck in the anger stage of grief.
Hmm.
Is that the mom from Transformers?
I believe so.
Oh, I watched it. She's in it. She's hilarious. I don't like comedies, but she's funny as hell to me.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I think we're almost towards the end of NBC's schedule. All right, Tim mentioned this show before, Revolution. It's from J.J. Abrams and Eric Kripke, and it's described as an epic adventure thriller in which a family struggles to reunite in a post-apocalyptic American landscape, They're trying to reunite in a post-apocalyptic American landscape, a world of empty cities, local militias, and heroic freedom fighters, where every single piece of technology, computers, planes, cars, phones, even lights, has blacked out forever.
And the mystery is them trying to find out what happened to turn all the electronics and hardware and electricity off. It's a big conspiracy.
Interesting.
Yes, the trailer will be on the website when this episode is posted. Pretty nice. It's a long trailer too.
Interesting. I'll give that one a little test drive.
My wife didn't get on board with that one. I think it was the whole post-apocalyptic thing that turned her off. But that, you know, reading that all the way out, it sounds pretty good. That has a Lost type potential, even though I never really was, you know, a fan of Lost.
Yep. It also reminded me of Flash Forward.
Flash Forward
show I liked.
Got canceled.
Yeah.
One year.
Yeah. It was a bunch of sci-fi shows around that time that were really, really good. They got canceled.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The New Normal. It's a blended family of a gay couple, played by Justin Bartha from the Hangover movies, and the woman who becomes a surrogate for them as they grow their family. Ellen Barkin co-stars with NeNe Leakes on board as recurrent.
NeNe from Atlanta Housewives, NeNe?
Yes.
She's in the show?
Yes.
She's on a show? I knew it was going to happen eventually, but oh. So is this a comedy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool. probably still won't see it, though, because it was a comedy. I don't. But I might watch it for NeNe, because NeNe's hilarious on that damn Atlanta Housewives. She's so fucking funny.
I don't watch that, but I might watch this.
Yeah.
My wife liked the premise to it too, so she said she was going to watch it.
Yeah.
And that's all of NBC's new shows.
Yeah.
So pretty much ran through all the new shows for the first three sets. Well, the upfronts that have been completed with the full schedules so far. Next week we'll do the same thing with the other two. We still have the CW and CBS's full lineups to go.
So we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get into some movie reboots and what we're calling the radical reboots. On the Click Nation podcast. And for this segment, what we're going to do is go into some talk involving movies that are being rebooted into newer movies or newer franchises. And Mr. Banff is going to, he's got the list compiled for us, and he's going to run down the ones he was able to find, and we're going to talk about them, give our opinions and what we think of them, and if they're a good idea or not.
Exactly. That's what we're going to do, people. All right. Let's see here. First movie on the list of reboots is a movie that we have talked about on here before, and a movie that has caused much controversy, much ire amongst the nerd community, is Michael Bay's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reboot.
Yes.
Yes. Feel free to. I feel nerd rage boiling as we speak. You know.
You know, true enough, that we haven't gotten much information on this beyond what Michael Bay said at that press conference overseas. But for the most part, I mean, you're taking away what makes the concept Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're mutants from ooze or mutagen or whatever, and they grow up and become crime fighters and that type of thing. From once being normal turtles.
And, I'm curious to see what they have in store for this reboot.
I think you know what? I put it to you like this: if anybody else other than Michael Bay was doing this, nobody would have shit to say about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that because you know, and we're a set of people that will agree the Transformer movies suck. And except for Tim loves Michael Bay. I don't know why, but he loves Michael Bay.
Now I'm actually going to start supporting this new project.
Right. Just to piss us off.
I'll explain why once you're done.
But, you know, I mean, I still am interested. I mean, you know, I, you know, no knock on Michael Bay. I mean, hell, the man puts asses in seats. So, you know, he makes movies that make money. So, you know, I'm with Tim. I'm kind of interested to see exactly what they do with it. I know it's going to look good and it's going to, you know, probably be full of action, you know, and he's not directing, he's only producing, so, you know, I want to see what they're going to do with it, you know.
And the only reason I'm curious about it is, yes, we all know the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles origins, but, I mean, we have to remember, I guess, if you take out the comic books out of the equation, or the graphic novels, or whatever you call those books that they were in, which a lot of people have read, but there are a lot of people that just know them from the cartoon shows. There's not that much story involved in them. So if Michael Bay can put together some nice action sequences with these Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I'm for that.
Even though now they're aliens, but, you know, we'll go on with that. But you know, like Larry said, you know, they could be mutants from their planet, so you never know. But for the most part, yeah, the nerd rage was like, oh, no, but right, when he announced it. But
I did hear another room that they want to make Donatello a chick. So, you know,
wow.
Yeah, that one might stick in my craw just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know about that one, but I still, you know, want to see what they're going to do with it. You know, I mean, hell. I mean, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, for God's sakes. It ain't like it's fucking Shakespeare, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lose my mind over that one, I don't think.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yes. Oh, the next movie that I want to talk about is actually a remake. It's a remake of The Never Ending Story. Why?
I can't comment on this one because I never saw the original.
God damn it, Tim.
I remember the first. Now, I never saw Never Ending Story 2, but the first one remember seeing. I liked that movie as a kid, man. That was
I loved that movie as a kid. I don't want a remake because, you know, because whenever I see remakes of, like, movies I saw when I was a kid, the first thing that pops in my mind is that damn Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I fucking hate that damn movie, you know. but it's because I love Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory so damn much, you know. I don't think we really need a remake of Never Ending Story. I think we should just, like, play the old movie for our children and let them realize how great a movie that one is, instead of trying to remake it with all kinds of brand new special effects and shit like that. That, you know, that's just me.
Well, I mean, but the one problem you have now is that kids, unless it's up to us basically to show those movies to kids.
Exactly.
Because of the fact that now
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is the standard. So if someone does that in like 20 years, they'll be like, oh, it's not like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Then we'll stand up for our rocking chairs and like, I tell you what.
I'll say, ain't like Gene Wilder. Yeah, that'd be us. Yeah,
grandpa or uncle, black, whatever. You just sit your ass down. Yeah, that guy doesn't know anything. Johnny Depp and Tim Burton are geniuses.
And look.
They are.
Listeners, please, 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 by all means, if you have kids and these movies that you grew up with and loved, let your kids watch these movies. They will love them as much as you do. You know.
Yeah.
You know, sit down and watch it with them. God.
Actually, spend time with your kids.
Spend some fucking time with your kids. Shit. It just, anywho.
I try my best.
Enough of that rant.
Yeah.
Next movie is the reboot of Daredevil, being directed by Mr. David Slade. And David Slade has directed 30 Days of Night, and he directed Twilight New Moon, I think? Yes. New Moon or Eclipse? Eclipse. He directed Eclipse, my bad. Yes. Questions? Comments? Anyone?
I'm down for Daredevil.
Yeah, you know, he's one of my favorite characters, so I'm definitely, you know, I mean, the first one, you know, it is what it was. I mean, it was, you know, it had so much potential. I know a lot of people are complaining about the costume and other aspects of it, but I just thought it could have been so much more. It could have been a little bit more. I don't know, maybe throwing in Elektra too may have been something that's just too soon for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm once I heard that Fox was going to renew it, you know, I was kind of disappointed, but you know, I want to see another Daredevil movie. So
yeah.
And they can skip the origin and get right down to the good stuff.
Right. I mean, I wasn't even that. I mean, if anybody's ever seen the director's cut of Daredevil, it's actually a lot better than the theatrical version, you know, and it's not a director's cut for bullshit. It's an honest to God director's cut. It's the movie that the director wanted to put out, but Fox made him recut the movie to meet the PG-13 rating so they can make money. But the movie suffered for it a lot. You know, I had no problem with the suit. I did have a problem with Ben Affleck playing that part because, you know, I mean, hell, Matt Damon is that character all day long. You know,
he looks just
now.
Like.
Yeah, he looks just like him, just like Matt Murdock. But not, you know, but, you know, I would love to see them do an R-rated Daredevil reboot. I just want to see what they're gonna do with it. I really would like to see what they'll do with it.
But you know, I doubt they'll do unless they do the same thing, release a R-rated director's cut of it on DVD. But they're trying to get the kiddies in, so all they're gonna do is just
or
do a teen movie,
we just do a really really hard PG, a Dark Knight PG-13, I like to call them now. You know,
yeah. And then that fits for that character, and that's fine.
Right.
I'm you know, I want to see a good Daredevil movie, so I'm ready for it. And
what studio has the rights to Daredevil?
Fox.
Yeah, Fox has to make a movie anyway just to keep the rights. Hopefully, like I said, the previous one didn't suck, so.
Yeah, didn't suck.
It's not
really
long. They more than anything, they need this one to do well at the box office.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, you know, we'll see. Last time I heard, it was in a bit of a development hell. They were trying to get the script together, but it's not coming together the way they want it. So they got. I think they have to start production on it by, I think, January next year, if I remember right. If I'm reading it right.
Oh, dang. So it will revert to Disney?
Yeah, it'll revert back to Marvel. So if they don't get it up and running, you know, at least I know Marvel will actually make a decent Daredevil movie if they decide to do that, you know, being that, you know, they have all the Avengers stuff they got to keep doing. So we'll see.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a little interaction, possibly of a movie Daredevil and, you know, some of the other characters.
Yeah,
but you know,
what characters?
But don't over with the other Marvel characters under, you know, Disney right now, the Avenger characters. Maybe a mention or something, a little Easter egg.
Huh. Right. Well, dang.
Well, Tim, he's an Avenger now.
He's not owned by, his movie's not being produced by Marvel Studios.
No, we were saying that it will revert back to them if they don't make it. So.
Oh, but they will, so.
It'll probably suck really, really bad. Just so they can keep them the rights to it, so.
Yeah.
And possibly get one more cash, you know. They think people will go see it because it's a comic book movie, I think, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, it can't suck.
Yes, it can. Don't say I would say that. Shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next film is the reboot. Actually, it's a reboot slash remake of RoboCop. That will, I think they're actually shooting to start lensing this film by the end of the year. So. Okay.
Yeah, I remember the first movie freaked me out as a kid just because, like, back then the graphic nature of a dude being, like, chopped up and having to be put back together using robot parts.
Yeah.
And that's from watching the ABC version of it, you know, the made-for-TV, we cut out all the bad stuff part.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when I saw it later on, I'm like, wow, that's what happened?
It's like, yep, that's what happened.
ABC cut away.
Right. I remember going, my uncle took me to see that damn movie in the theaters. Like I said, that's 87, so I was, what, 11? So I was an impressionable young kid. It was like, oh, come on, we're gonna go watch this movie. You know, my uncle was just a bad influence, but he was the greatest man ever. But but yeah, I'm actually kind of interested to see a remake of RoboCop. You know, just to see. It's just one of those things I kind of just want to see just what the hell they're going to do with it, you know, because it's such a fantastic premise, and it's one of the more original stories Hollywood has come up with, you know, and a social commentary that a lot of people, that went over a lot of people's heads. So, you know, the original RoboCop is a very, very smart movie, you know, I want to see what they're going to do with it. I think it might be interesting.
Yeah.
Wasn't there ever a RoboCop TV series?
Yes, it
there
was.
There were like a couple attempts at a RoboCop TV series. I think there was a cartoon at one point.
Yes, it was. It was a cartoon. There was a TV series. I think there was one or two. I think it was two series. It was an American one. Then a company in Canada did one. Yeah. If I remember that right. And so you know. And then of course the RoboCop sequels that we act like don't exist at all. Well,
depends on the stories you want to, go by. According to Frank Miller, they basically butchered up his script to the point it wasn't like it was recognizable. But then Frank Miller, they wound up getting his original script and re-releasing it as a comic book miniseries, from what I read critics' reviews, was awful. So
I could believe that. Frank Miller has his ways. He's good on some things and terrible on others, you know. You know. Side note, everyone should read his Daredevil Man Without Fear origin story. It's absolutely fantastic. which originally was the original script for the Daredevil movie that and his didn't get made. So
I think that, you know, that's, I mean, if you have to base upon one thing, go with that.
Right.
That's perfect.
Yes, it is.
And do you think an Elektra should be in a Daredevil movie in the first movie, or just save it and focus more on Daredevil?
Yeah, not in the first one. The first one. Yeah. I mean, you're taking away too much from Daredevil. Hell, this is his movie. You don't need Elektra until the second movie. And you should really make if you're gonna, I know, damn, we just fucking forgot about RoboCop, but that's all right.
We talked about it.
Yeah, I know, right? But if you're gonna do Elektra in a Daredevil movie, please make her the ruthless assassin that she actually is. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Jennifer Garner, she's cute and she's pretty. She is not Elektra at all. You know,
just because scroll Elektra.
Oh wait,
no. You know, just because she's all, you know, all pretty and cute, and she did Alias, you know.
At that time, she was, I mean, they thought it made sense to them.
Yeah.
You know, because they got a hot actor and a hot actress to be in it.
Right. I wouldn't have put her in, though, you know.
Nah.
But that's just me.
And yes, there was a live action RoboCop. There was a RoboCop the series, and there was RoboCop Prime Directives, which was another series.
Right.
And then there was, of course, the RoboCop the animated series originally. Right. So I just don't think. I think every time they tried to come out with something new with RoboCop, it's just like they could never quite get the same. I don't know. Just they couldn't get it quite right after the first one.
Right. You know, that's a testament to Paul Verhoeven and his vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this is the same man that directed Showgirl, so you know how that goes. Right. Anywho. All right. Next film that is a reboot / remake is Godzilla. Yes. Warner Brothers actually has the rights for Godzilla now, and they're deep into pre-production of a Godzilla movie. And he is going to be more like the Godzilla that we all know and love, you know, the actual mutated dinosaur with radioactive breath, not, you know, giant asexual iguana man, you know, laying eggs in Madison Square Garden. So, you know, I, of course, like most nerds, I am a Godzilla fan, and I'm, like, uberly excited about this film. I can't wait, you know, especially, remembering the one from 98, the Sony movie from 98, and it's, and how really terrible that movie is when I look at it now.
Dude, so, my wife loves that movie. I was like, why do you like this? She's like, oh, it's just, yeah, I like it. You don't like it? And I'm like, no, I don't like it. Yeah, I've tried to watch it again a few weeks ago, and I just could not get into it.
Yeah, just can't do it. I just can't do it.
Is Godzilla going to be attacking Japan in this?
They have not said yet. They have not said who he's attacking. You know, hopefully it'll be like L.A., you know.
Battle of
goodbye,
LA.
Goodbye, Staples Center.
It'll be. Now I'm picturing Battleship.
Oh, God, no.
No.
That comes out this weekend, right?
Oh, it does?
I think it's this weekend.
It does. Yeah. Dictator comes out. Dictator actually comes out tomorrow, I think. And then Battleship comes out Friday.
Oh, well. Kiss making money this weekend. Goodbye, Battleship. Oh, well.
No, I mean, it's killing overseas. That's why it has me. Yeah, I'm puzzled by it, but.
Okay. I know we're going off on a tangent, but, you know, that's the reason why they released it overseas. They released it overseas first because they knew it was coming out right around the same time Avengers was coming out. And, you know, they know it's not going to make that much money in the U.S. Not like that.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, shit, you going up against the Avengers. I mean, this motherfucker probably going to make another $100 million this weekend. Yeah, so I'm trying to decide if I want to go see it Friday again. I might.
Oh, you didn't go this weekend?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Okay.
I did. But yeah, back to I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Back to Godzilla. But yeah, so Warner Brothers doing a remake of Godzilla. Can't wait. I'm happy about it. What about you?
I'm not a really big fan of Godzilla movies, but as long as if it's better than that crap from 98.
It'll be in 3D. It probably look pretty. I'll probably skip it.
Yeah. I mean, you don't go see a Godzilla movie for storyline. You go to see Godzilla for a big giant man in a giant rubber suit.
Destroying buildings.
Yeah.
But they did in 2000. They released Godzilla 2000, which was just a straight up Japanese. It was the classic Godzilla movie, though.
Yeah. So, and this one, the remake is going to be a mixture of man in rubber suit and CGI stuff. So, you know, I can't wait. I'm really interested to see what they're going to do. I've seen some of the screenshots, artwork that they come up with, and it looks pretty cool.
They're putting Godzilla in a suit.
Yeah, the original Godzilla movies, Tim, because I know you've never seen one.
Yes, I have.
Liar.
It's just a guy in a suit stumping around.
Yeah, it's a guy in a suit stumping around. So they're going to do a mixture of that and CGI.
But this is
And for the younger set, that's like old classic Power Rangers episodes. Think about that.
Think about it. You know. I mean, hey, who knows, dude? It might be cool. You know, but like I said, who knows? They may be doing it for reference so they could just kind of come back in and paint CGI Godzilla. And I don't know, you know, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, you know. So next movie, speaking of Power Rangers, Fox is actually planning a Power Rangers reboot movie.
I'm down with that.
I'm surprisingly down with that.
Everything else that's being rebooted and made into stuff, why not?
Yeah, why not the Power Rangers? I will go see a Power Rangers movie in the theater again.
I'm not in it.
Yeah, I'm not in it.
What was going on?
Huh?
I didn't even know that was they were actually rebooting it because I knew. Yeah. I knew the rights reverted back to Saban because he had sold them to Disney.
Right.
And I didn't think they were going to redo it. But, you know, I'd like to see if they do it with if it's actually like a reboot and not trying to continue from the series,
right.
You know, and just
it's
get.
Gonna be, it's, yeah.
Oh,
it's
gonna I wonder be, they're going to draft to be the Power Rangers.
I don't know. Maybe
they're taking it back to basics. I have questions.
It's going to be original Power Rangers, not the original Power Rangers that we all grew up with and know and love. You know, none of that random bullshit.
Okay.
Zordon. Who's playing Zordon? Who's playing who was the Red Ranger? That wasn't Tommy. That was the Green Ranger.
Jason.
Yeah. Who's playing Jason and Nine-Finger Black Ranger?
And who's playing Rudy Repulsa? That's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I want? Damn, you know who I want to play? Reed Repulsa. You know who I want to play? I want to play that. What's her name from Desperate Housewives? Latino chick.
Eva Longoria.
I want Eva Longoria to play Reed Repulsa. Don't ask me why. It just works for me.
Woo!
Well, Tim approves.
Yeah.
Tim approved. Yes.
Speaking of which, she needs to be in more stuff.
I know, right? Anywho, next film, since we all have given the Power Rangers our thumbs up, next movie is Mortal Kombat. Sorry. Yes.
Mortal Kombat. It's funny, Mortal Kombat, the first one was good, and Street Fighter, and it's going to be made again, but Street Fighter can't have a good first movie.
Look, well, I mean, Street Fighter had a chance, dude.
Twice.
Street Fighter had a chance twice. There'll be no more of that. No more Street Fighter for you. Sorry,
they're going to base it. I remember a few years back they did that trailer.
That guy did the trailer. That guy did the trailer. He also did a web series. It was like
20 episodes or something.
Something like that. They're out on DVD and Blu-ray if you didn't want to buy them. They're actually, Warner Brothers said, okay, go ahead, make your Mortal Kombat movie, dude. You know, so he pretty much got what he wanted, you know. So I can't wait, because if it's anything like that trailer and those webisodes, we are in for a treat, I tell you. A nerd treat.
Yes.
Nerd treat.
Dang, we seem to be liking a lot of these.
Yeah. I'm down with reboots as long as the franchise is right. Which, right. So far, everything's in our wheelhouse just about.
Right. Okay, final film, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to get a reboot / remake, is a movie that we've all talked about before. And the trailer for this movie will hopefully, rumor, will be in front of The Dark Knight Rises this coming July. And that will be Superman, The Man of Steel. Directed by what's that boy's name? What's his name? Watching
Zack Snyder, is it?
What you call him?
Zack Snyder. I cannot get the S
in. Did you call him Zack Ryder?
No, not Zack Ryder.
Okay.
The Rough Rider.
Oh my God. But yes, Zack Snyder. Yes. So
are you a Superman fan? I can't remember.
Who, me?
Yes.
Larry?
Oh, yeah. Like,
That's what I thought. So what are you expecting from this?
You know what? I don't expect him, and I don't want them to even try and emulate the Christopher Reeve Superman. Don't try that. Leave that alone. That's its own little thing in time.
But people don't know how to be original.
I mean,
you got a copy.
That's the problem. All right. Now, that first movie, all right, the Man of Steel sounds like the movie we should have gotten with Superman Returns.
Right.
Because Superman Returns, if you look at it as its own movie, you're like, okay, this is kind of boring. It doesn't make sense. I just don't like it. It's moving so slow. Why is it moving so slow? But if you think about it, if I said that was the sequel to Superman 2, everyone would be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
It fits in with that era, and that's why it failed. Because no one today, people have seen so many comic book movies at this point that that movie, they're not going to accept.
Right. You know. I mean, it's like I've said, you can't emulate and you cannot capture the magic that is Christopher Reeve's Superman. Let's not try. You know what I'm saying? Don't try. Don't do it. You know, that was a movie for its time, for its period. I still love that movie. It's still my favorite movie of all time. But I think we just, like I said, and I think this is what's happening, that we just need to go a totally different route. You know, it's Superman. You know, let's let him do Superman shit, instead of like having him run around stopping evil real estate deals caused by Lex Luthor. You know, they're giving him Zod in this movie. You know, it's supposed to be a lot of action. It's more than likely going to be a lot of action. Zack Snyder is known for action. If you haven't seen any of his movies, please go rent 300 and go rent The Incredible Watchmen, which is actually a better movie than 300 to me.
Yes.
You know, Sucker Punch, not so much. You know, Sucker Punch,
Hell, that sucks. Damn that Owl movie he did, the Guardians, the Legend of the Guardians.
Yeah, whatever it is. I know what you're talking about. The Owl film.
The Owl? I'm thinking about the Owl from Watchmen.
No. This is like an animated movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I saw it this past weekend. I was like, this is not that bad. It's pretty good. I forgot he directed it.
Right. You know, so, I mean, but, you know, that's just my thing. Let's just do something totally different. Don't even try to emulate, you know. I mean, of course, you're going to draw comparisons because, hell, it's Superman. I mean, you're going to draw comparisons to Christopher Reeve and stuff like that. But, you know, let's just do something totally different. Just, you know, give him some action to do. You know, have him fuck shit up because he's Superman. Come on. You know, so I think, you know, and from all the stuff that we're hearing and seeing, and I read a description of a couple of scenes online today, that's the movie that we're going to get. You know, he's going to make Superman the badass that he actually is, you know, and, you know, so people can stop looking at him as the big blue Boy Scout. And that's another, hold on, rant. That's another thing that and it's not really a rant. I would love for someone to get into the philosophy of Superman, why he acts the way he acts. You know what I'm saying?
So a lot of power.
Yeah, he realizes he is the most powerful being on the planet, and he could destroy this planet in the blink of an eye. And
no one can stop him.
No one can stop him. And he does. I mean, and the reason why he doesn't, why he's so good is because he knows the potential for so much evil in him. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why, I think that's why he is the way he is, why he's so decent, why he's so, you know, seems so aloof to people. You know, he's not, I mean, you know, he can't afford to think like Batman. He can't, you know, because of the power he possesses. And a lot of people tend not to realize that. Why am I getting so philosophical about a comic book character? Yeah.
But it's good that we're bringing the content.
You know, so that's the thing I wish people would realize about Superman, because, you know, people like to discuss, he's a big blue Boy Scout, he's this, he's that. It's like, man, you have to understand where he's coming from. You know, I mean, he knows what he can do, you know, and he's probably scared to death to be that. That's why he can't think like Batman. He can't think like any other hero on Earth. He has to be better than everybody else, because if he's not, he could kill and hurt so many people. So that's my rant for Superman, because I love him so much.
I think you'll actually get that with this Superman versus Elite movie that's going animated movie, excuse me, that's coming out. August, I think, is coming out.
No, it should be before then. It should be soon, actually. Like maybe June-ish, I think.
Yeah.
That's where he takes on people from Krypton, right?
No, this is one where he takes on.
It's a group of people that don't have the. They want to be their heroes, but they don't have the same moral compass as him.
Right.
Right.
And at the time that original story came out, that was when there was a big push with books like The Authority. Authority, which is a good book, by the way. Where the heroes, you know, they took a hard edge to everything. But they were still being heroes. But these are the type of heroes that a lot of people were seeing. You know, you could say it's the Image generation and that type of thing. Or Image Comics generation. And that ultimately answered that question, because, you know, the main villain or hero, depending on how you look at him, Manchester Black, asked that question, you know, well, if you're Superman and you can do all this stuff, why don't you? You know, right. You could, you know, basically he said, you can own this planet, but my group can take care of, you know, things like unlike you can. So I think that will answer that question.
Right.
You know, and... like I said, that was a pretty good story. I remember reading. I was like, you know, that it was a very good story. For that time, this was like early 2000. This was like 2000, 2001 when that story came out.
Right. You know. So you know that's how we, you know that's how I feel about Superman. I don't know about y'all, but you know I mean, you know I love. I mean don't get me wrong. I love Batman. You know. You know, but and I honestly think a lot of people misunderstand Batman too. That's another show. That's another show and another rant. But you know, I mean, I just, you know, y'all gotta give my boy a chance. I mean, he's not the greatest superhero ever created for no reason. You know, the hell with your damn X-Men and your Spider-Man.
Hey now,
Superman, motherfucker.
And Superman versus Elite actually comes out, yeah, you're right, June 12th.
Aha, I will be picking that up.
Mm-hmm. Was that the last movie you had?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the last movie?
I have a couple more remakes, but they're not really all that interesting, just like, you know, like Highlander and Flash Gordon and Flight of the Navigator. No one really cares.
Okay. I did like the original Flight of the Navigator. I remember seeing that as a kid. That was pretty good. Highlander, yeah. I never got into those movies, though. I like Highlander the series, though. I like that.
Yeah, Highlander series is cool. You know, I mean, and I don't want to see another Flash Gordon remake. Let's face it, I love the 1980 mm-hmm. version of Flash Gordon with Mr. Sam Jones and Max von Sydow playing Ming the Merciless. It is the greatest thing you will ever see.
So you don't think it could be redone today? That's been over 30 years, dude.
I don't want anybody to touch that movie because it's so...
It holds a special place in your heart.
It does. It's so fucking terrible.
So terrible that it's good.
That is good. I mean, dude, if you've ever seen the costumes, the fucking sets, the damn cheesy-ass dialogue, the fucking... The music, I mean, come on, man. You know, and coincidentally, I learned recently bought the Blu-ray that the guy that wrote this movie is the same guy who wrote the Batman television series.
Oh.
And I was like, that explains a lot. That explains a lot. It's just so fucking over the top. And... It's too good to leave it alone. Leave it alone. It is a fantastic film, I tell you. You know, and Max von Sydow is the best Ming the Merciless that will ever be. Fuck with your Max von Sydow bitches.
Now I have a question for you two. Is there a remake or a reboot to a franchise that you would like to see?
Let me think on that one.
Wow.
You know what I want to see a reboot to?
What?
I want to see a reboot to Green Lantern.
Already? Yeah, I would too.
Oh, fuck. I think that's the one thing that kind of... I mean, the movie... I personally don't think the movie is bad, but it ain't as bad as everybody was making it out to be. But it
came out in 2003, people would have liked
it. Yeah, people would have loved it. If it came out in 2003, people would have loved that damn movie. I just think there's so much... It was just so much potential in the Green Lantern character that it was wasted on this damn movie. You know, it's the typical Hollywood thing. The typical, you know, you get the comic book dude writes a treatment, writes the story. Hollywood studio gives it to their multitude of screenwriters. I think it's like five in this case who rewrite this fucking movie, and it becomes something totally. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's like they took all the smart shit out of it and just like, we're going to make a movie. We can sell some fucking toys. That's essentially what happened. You know, I mean,
itself can sell the toys all it needs to. That, I mean,
right.
It's there. All you have to
right.
do is Green Lantern, put a whole bunch of figures out, and that would be it. And I'm pretty sure, you know, general geekery could, you know, do a whole show on how that could work, you know, without having to just go overboard with a movie where it's just you're trying to fit in all this stuff.
Yeah.
And if you have a fan, they could give you a good premise for the movie.
Right.
And see, in a sentence or two, you know?
Yeah. That's the bad thing about, you know, some of these people, some of these people in the studios, it's like they don't understand that the making a 2-hour commercial for a toy is not the way to make a movie, make a comic book movie. You can't do that now. You can't. I mean, and Warner Brothers should know fucking better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They should know fucking better. I mean,
all they know how to do is to make Batman and Superman movies.
Batman movies, at least. You know,
but Batman
still come out. So,
yeah, I mean, this current Batman franchise, I mean, you put in the hands of a good director, that's what happens. He produces a good movie. Shock.
And
you know, but it has to start from the beginning.
It starts with that story.
Right.
It has to start from the script. If your script is solid, your movie will be good. I wholeheartedly believe that. I don't give a damn what actor you put in the movie. I don't give a damn what special effects you use. I don't give a damn what director you have on this movie. If the script sucks, the movie will suck. You know. I mean,
indeed.
Hey, that's just me. You know, but like I said, Warner Brothers should know fucking better. You know, you have Dark Knight and Batman Begins right there, and you put out this shit as a Green Lantern movie? Really? Come on, you can't be serious.
Like you said, when you have too many cooks,
right?
You know, and you know, and one of the guys who wrote it, Mark Guggenheim.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust that cat anyway. As far as Ryan's stuff, his comic book stuff was never that great to me.
Right.
So you know, I'm like, and true enough, he has a Hollywood background. Nah.
I don't give a shit. If he sucks, he sucks.
Yeah,
not all comic book writers are awesome.
Yeah,
you know, Jeff Loeb. Anyway, you know, before we leave, gentlemen, I have another rant that has just popped into my head, you know, concerning, you know, Mr. Christopher Nolan and his Dark Knight film and his Batman films.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not with him. It's with the so-called internet savvy, smart people who
I think I know where this is going. Go ahead. I think you've talked to me about it before.
We have. Who? This is kind of tags along with what we were talking about right now. But it has now all of a sudden become cool to dislike Christopher Nolan movies.
Oh God!
They're popular and everyone loves them.
Right. When he did Batman Begins, you know, Insomnia, you know, shit like that, it was all cool. It was all good. Now that he's making big budget movies that make a lot of money, now the end thing is now to say, you know, Christopher Nolan's not a good director. He's a hack. Avengers will defeat him. It's like, dude, what the fuck? You know, and that's another thing that fucking kills me. I hate these motherfuckers that say that, and on the flip side, it's the motherfuckers who call themselves Nolanites, who are big Christopher Nolan fans, and he's the greatest thing ever, and then there's these motherfuckers that love Marvel movies. Oh, Nolan movies suck, fucking hate Nolanites, back and forth on a fucking forum about, you know, Avengers will defeat Dark Knight. No, Dark Knight will defeat the Avengers. It took six Marvel characters to defeat the Dark Knight and shit like that. And it's like, y'all are a bunch of fucking no pussy getting nerds.
Bunch of dummies.
Sit the fuck down. Dude, be fucking happy. Be fucking happy that we getting that
bomb-ass movies.
Bomb-ass comic book movies. You know, we all grew up when at a time where no one, I mean, if you made a comic book movie, nobody gave a fuck about the damn comic book movie. They just threw some shit out there because it was a fucking comic book movie, i.e. Howard the Duck, you know, Masters of the Universe, fucking what else, Batman and Robin. You know, this is the shit that we grew up with. You know, and now these motherfuckers sitting up here, like, going at it like a couple of damn hot booty bitches trying to get the biggest dick on prom night. about a fucking Avengers is going to defeat the Dark Knight Rises, and Dark Knight Rises is going to defeat the Avengers, like these fucking comic book characters are real. It's like, shut the fuck up and just enjoy the fact that we can comic book movies made by people who give a fuck about the damn comic books that they're making in the movies. Please shut the fuck up, because y'all get on my fucking nerves. It's like, go to hell, die slow, suck a dick, just do something.
Keep them coming. Something.
Do fucking something. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, fuck a goat. I don't give a fuck. Just do something. Ah.
Be productive.
And rant.
Instead of complaining.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Man, especially the younger cats, they don't know what they're missing. I mean, they don't know. They've gotten spoiled with...
Fucking spoiled with damn X-Men movies and Blade movies and Spider-Man and all this decent shit that came out. They don't know what a fucking bad comic book movie looked like. Trust me, motherfuckers. We will show you.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren's Punisher.
We've watched some crap.
You know what I'm saying? Don't make me bring goddamn barbed wire and make you look at that shit.
Even I was able to avoid damn barbed wire.
You know what I'm saying? Don't make me bring out Tank Girl, motherfucker. I will do it. I will do it. Oh, don't make me bring out fucking Spawn. Oh, don't make me do it. Hey.
Spawn was seen as a success, but if you look at that movie now...
Man, that movie sucked back then, and it sucked now.
Well,
I ain't never like that.
Can't argue that.
So, I'm through rant. I'm done.
Good rant.
End scene.
I guess this will be a good time to end the show.
That's right, bitches.
Once again, let's do some plugging. Our website's theclicknation.com. You can always follow us on Twitter at theclicknation. Facebook fan page, facebook.com/theclicknation. Google Plus page, search for theclicknation. On iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and we're always looking to hear from the listeners. So if you have any feedback you want to send to us, you can email us at theclicknation@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at TimDogg98. But right now you can do yours.
Oh, okay, sorry. Follow me at the_Adam_Black on Twitter. And of course, yes, at the Click Nation.
Right. And of course, follow me at Mr. Banff, MISTABAMF, on Twitter. You know, yeah. Follow your boy, even though I don't tweet, but follow me anyway. You know.
And just do a quick shout out to everyone that supports and listens to the show. Since the show ran a little long, I won't shout out everyone, but just. People I've shouted out before, you know who you are. We appreciate y'all listening.
Right.
And to the homies, Larry Walker and Roy Smith at home, the other members of the Click Nation who haven't been on the show yet, but hopefully one day they will.
Right.
Keeping their seats warm for them.
Right.
And I guess that's about it. So once again, we are the Click Nation. Thank you for listening, and we're signing off.
Deuces.
Peace.
Bitches and pie.
Bitches and pie.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Not no mercy, see the rain start the street. If you don't know, you better find out the